Mobile low-bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your showering couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is May 19, 2014.
And this is Epinode 158.
Thanks, Jay, for joining in with my mouth that can't form words right. Today is May.
And Epinode 158.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Valentine Cast. We're so glad that you're here with us today.
Oh, yeah.
Just to discuss what's going on in our lives, for those of you all who may be new. We just like to, you know, hash things out every Monday. Just talk about what we've been up to, what we enjoy doing, and yeah, so this is about us.
Yeah. So I just want to say a quick shout out to the folks over at Alpha Geek Radio, who's allowing us a live mobile stream this, and also to the folks over at Andrew Allen Trio. Thank you guys for allowing us to use your music throughout our show, as well as the intro and outro done by Pretty Lights Music, where you can find it at prettylightsmusic.com. So I'm Jay, this is my lovely wife Renee, and it's been
that is loud.
I know it's loud.
I just thought I'd point it out.
I'm glad you're finally paying attention.
No, you didn't.
Yep. So
I wasn't totally on point, but it's all right. It's all right.
Yeah. So with us today, we have our live chat room with us.
Hey, live chat room. We have Udella, and Diddy is here.
You said they're awesome.
They are.
And she said, "Why, thank you."
Why thank you? Thank you? Yeah, you're awesome. JB Hannah is here.
Hey, he doesn't have any more school. Congratulations to him.
Congratulations to JB Hannah. He is done. I know that feeling when you just get, when you do your last final and get your final grade, you're like, no more for me. It's amazing. And Jimmy Marbles is here right on time. Bam, Jimmy Marbles.
And how do we know he was on time?
He came in.
He came in, and he was able to call out the first. What was he able to call out the first?
I don't know. What did he call out?
The first yawn.
First yawn. Yawn number one. Appreciate it, Jimmy. You're so nice,
Jimmy.
Moo Hogan is here. He's not traveling. Yay!
Yay!
And along with Moo Hogan, of course, we have the lovely Zobby is here
as well. Yes.
Ninjinx is here.
Hi, Ninjinx.
And Punk Gopher is here.
Yeah, all right.
So I want to say hi to everybody that made it.
Thank you for being with us today.
And you all make our Mondays awesome. So just want to let you all know that the fact that you all keep coming means that we're not total mess ups.
That's right.
We do some things right, at least. So I'm just glad to have everybody here.
So before the show, I had to mow the yard.
Okay.
And, you know, I got the front. I think what I'm going to start doing, I'm going to break the yard up into two. I'm either going to try to do it all at one time, or I'm going to do it in 2 days. So what I'm going to do is, today I mowed the front yard. And then, you know, I actually used the blower to get the grass off our neighbor's side, because I didn't catch the grass. I went ahead and let it mulch. I did the mulching thing today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't get a chance to jump in the shower, so I kind of smell like outside a little bit. But when I get off the show and everything, we already took the trash out. I am going to take a shower with some of the Core Natural Unscented Soap
So,
I want to thank the folks over at CoreNatural.com for
A nice shower sounds awesome with some CoreNatural soap. I use that every time I get in the shower. I'll be sad when it's gone.
Right, right. So, just want to thank those folks over there. So yeah. Awesome. We're the showering couple, not because I'm going to take a shower with CoreNatural, which you can say I'm going to do that.
Yeah, you could say that's why he's showering couple.
Why we're the showering couple. I hope every couple's a showering couple. But
or a bathing couple.
Or a bathing couple.
I will even take a washing up couple.
Right. Right.
At the very least.
Right. So let's go ahead and jump right into it.
Weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
So let's talk about our weekend. And I have to say, we have to apologize for last week. I do. There were some technical issues with Channel 2 last week for the show. So we ended up being on Channel 1 last week. So I want to say apologize to Hando.
Okay.
Because Hando, he tweeted us during the show because he said he couldn't find us on the Alpha Geek Live on the mobile stream. It was because we were on Channel 1. And there's no Valentine tag there. It was actually just a generic Alpha Geek radio show that we had to do. So there was a little, you know, because there's so many things going over at Alpha Geek Radio that we kind of got bumped off. But we got everything taken care of, and we're back on Channel 2. So it's all good.
We're good to go. No problems today.
So this weekend was one of the baby showers.
Yeah, and I have to say, whenever I give a party or a party is given for me,
mm-hmm.
I am excited and I am nervous. Excited because I get to see all my friends and have cake. Because if you don't have a party with cake, then it's not a party. Sorry.
Right.
But nervous because I always think no one's going to show up. And it almost looked like that. So
It did.
So we had the baby shower at the bowling alley.
Yeah, the Sports and Social Club.
Sports and Social Club is down on 4th Street. I've been there a few times, but they have an awesome back room that I didn't know was there. And we walked in, and my sisters and mom were finishing up decorating, and everything looked amazing. They got us. It was our style. They did it in a comic book superhero motif.
They did.
And it was so cool. And I was like, oh, you all get me. It's not just like ruffles and lace. Like, you all know what I like. It was awesome.
Right.
And so we all sat and chatted for about 15 minutes.
No, it was almost
half an hour.
It was almost 30 minutes.
Yeah. And like no one was there. And I was like, oh gosh, no one's gonna come.
Right.
And but you know, people showed up.
Right. So there's a... We're the couple. Renee, we're the couple that if a party is at 7, we find it hard to get there at 7. And when I say find it hard to get there at 7, not getting there at 6:50.
Like, if a party starts at 7, chances are I will be there at 7. Like, my friend Adrian is having a party next Sunday. I'll probably be right there on time because that's how I am. But people came to the shower and it was fine. And I know people don't come to a party on time. That's just not what people do.
Right.
But people showed up. Adrian Nicole came. Some friends that I've known since like kindergarten.
2 to 3 years old.
2 to 3 years old came. And it was great. So everybody came and we were mingling and talking, and it was nice having people talk to people who didn't know each other. There was a lot of that. And yeah. We had wings and egg rolls. Those were good.
Yeah. And so your sisters and your mom, mm-hmm. they helped host this. Your mom helped with decorations and mm-hmm. helped them plan a little bit. She's actually going to be giving you a more traditional shower.
Right.
In a couple of weeks.
Which I'm super excited about.
Right. And they did a great job. They had like the Superman emblem, you know, his emblem. And it had a Z and an M in there.
Yeah, it was super cool. That was awesome.
Yeah. And then Danielle and Kim, came up with a 15 question superhero trivia for a game that was amazing.
Yeah, that was great. Some of the guys that work were like, yeah, some of those could have gone either way. And like, yeah, they could have, but you know, they got them, they got some of them from the internet, and they are they're kind of you know, novices at the whole comic book thing.
They're gonna take offense to you saying that.
They are novices. They will tell you they are novices at the comic book thing.
They did make up some of them,
but they were good. They did make up some good ones.
They were awesome.
They were awesome, and everybody enjoyed it. And that's the only game we played. And I guess thank them for that.
And guess what, y'all? Guess who won the trivia? I did.
But he was disqualified.
I was disqualified,
obviously,
because it was for me. So I wasn't able to win the prize. So, but Cole
won the gas card.
Oh, it was a gas card?
It was a gas card.
Nice.
Because everybody needs gas.
Right. So it was pretty cool. And I have to say, I don't need Jimmy to be calling us out. Because
he called us out. I appreciate that, Jimmy.
He called us out.
You're so nice.
Because, all right, so yeah, we're the ones that show up at the party at 7 o'clock.
Right.
Right? So...
We don't stay to the end of the party.
Because we don't stay to the end of the party.
We don't.
We're going...
But we stay up at the same time as everybody else. So right. I don't think it matters that we don't stay to the end.
Right.
We come at the beginning.
Because it's like...
Because we want to make sure that y'all got some people there at the beginning.
Right. Exactly. See, we're looking out for the host and the hostess.
Come on.
So that they won't feel all nervous. We don't want them to have that anxiety of, is anyone going to show up?
Yep.
So we're there to comfort them and to guide them until all these other people come in late.
I think we play a very important role.
We play a very...
In parties.
We play a very important role. And for that, we get to leave early.
Yes. That's our... Because we're old. I say because we're old. That's what I say.
Because you have to admit, because the longer you stay... The more people that get there, and the more introvertness starts getting in.
No, you aren't that introverted.
I get
you could be so outgoing. I'm the one that draws into my shell. I was like, oh my gosh, there are too many people here. Everybody is talking. I just want to go and sit somewhere dark on a chair.
Okay, so that's part of the reason a little bit. And I'm going to be a little honest. By then... I usually have to go use the bathroom.
Okay. All right. See, that is, Jimmy, you have to admit, that is a very good reason for leaving a party early.
So,
why would you want to blow up the host's bathroom?
One, I don't want to blow up the host's bathroom. Or, I have to find a place. I have to go outside. I have to find a place where no one's at so I can go release some gas.
Right.
Because I really don't want to dust crop anybody.
Right.
You know, right.
I mean, you're being considerate.
Right.
Some people are not so considerate. So.
Yeah. I mean, because I have this show, and everybody knows my story, you know. Okay, I'm not on.
I can't believe you used that, though.
I'm on mute.
Hey, can anybody hear me?
Oh, you mean say, hey, I'm about to pee.
No, you just.
I got to pee.
Jimmy Marbles has terrible ideas. You could probably keep a roll of toilet paper in your car. That is a terrible idea, Jimmy.
It is, because I don't use TP. I use...
Oh, God. He's so spoiled. He uses
the flushable wipes.
The adult wet wipes.
That's right.
They're basically adult wet wipes.
That's flushable.
They're flushable. Adult wet wipes.
I get super clean. I think we're probably grossing people out right now.
But anyway, so... It's cool. We ate, and then we had, oh my gosh, the cake was awesome.
So Deidre, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, my sister said, and I've had these cakes before. Publix is like a supermarket.
Right.
And amazing cakes, and we don't have a Publix. So my sister, the amazing person that she is, drove the cake up from Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
and it was so super cute. It was adorable, and it was amazing. It had that kind of whipped cream icing, because I hate the really thick, sugary icing.
Like the whipped cream I'm eating right now from my Sonic's half-off shake.
There you go.
Mm-mm-mm.
So it was really, really good cake. And then we kind of broke up. You said, okay, you can go play games. No. And then we opened up gifts. And I want to say thank you to everybody. Sorry, I totally forgot. I want to say thank you to everybody who gave a gift and was at the party. And the ones that couldn't make it, that were thinking of us. I want to say thank you. Everybody was so considerate. And because you don't have to bring a gift to come to a baby shower. You just have to show up and say, hey, I'm thinking of you. And that would have been fine.
So I have to, I thought about this because Ace of Texas was in town.
Right.
And we don't know what she was doing Saturday.
I think she was busy Saturday. She thinks she was spending time with, but true, we didn't know. We could have invited her.
We could have invited her.
And I didn't even think about it.
And I didn't think about it till now.
I think she was busy Saturday.
Okay.
I hope she was busy Saturday. Cause then
yeah,
I'm so
that's
bad.
Why she said, that's right. She said Saturday evening or Sunday morning.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
It was anyway. So some people went and went bowling, and some people went and played games and played Cards Against Humanity, and that was super fun. I am always up for Cards Against Humanity. I haven't had a good game of it in a while. I didn't get to play as much because people were kind of coming in, and I had to come talk to host. You can't ignore your guests to play Cards Against Humanity. That's not what you're supposed to be doing. So I couldn't play a lot of Cards Against Humanity. Jay took my place, and my friends that I've known for a long time came in, so he got to play more than I did.
Right. So the chat room is talking about
no
the bidet.
No.
But here's the thing.
It shoots water. Who wants a wet but if you're not in the shower?
Well, I understand, but I never used one. Have you ever used one?
No, and I never will.
You never will. Well, you need to put that on your I'll never site.
No, that's for kid-related things.
Because when you had the babies, from what I understand, the little thing that you put in the toilet.
That's for sitz bath.
Yeah, for sitz bath. I think it's the
people
same thing.
People use bidets for the backside, though.
I'm gonna need somebody to call in. I need somebody to call
I think
in.
It's for the backside.
Can somebody call in?
Not for your front side.
I'm Labaz.
I mean, it could be for your front side, but my thing is that okay. When I had the babies, I might not care, but I don't have a desire to really use a bidet in this day and in this time right now, because that's just. It sounds like a terrible, terrible idea.
Right.
But anyway, so everybody had a great time, and we got to talk to a lot of people, eat a lot of good food. And I just want to say thank you to my sisters, and my mother, and my father. He was there taking pictures. So I just want to say thank you to everybody. Had a wonderful time.
Yeah. And so, and then so if Aaron, if he has, you know what, I'm doing this right here.
What
is Aaron on? Is Aaron on?
Does the front side ice too? So it does the front side.
Aaron, I need you to call me on Skype.
Why are you gonna ask? Because he used a bidet.
Well, I'm gonna need him or Moo Hogan. Here, I'm gonna need one.
Whoever's used a bidet.
Right. Because I need to know. I need somebody.
You want one, don't you?
No, I just want to know what it's like.
I don't like wet body parts. I step on water in my socks and I about freak out. You know this.
Right.
So I don't understand. It just seems really splashy. It's splashy. See, I mean, how can it not be splashy?
See, Jimmy owns a bidet.
Okay. Well, bidet sounds like a terrible idea.
So here's my hope. So
I'm just saying it. Sounds like a terrible idea in the Valentine household.
I'm trying to play it out so I can get when these folks come in, call in. So, you told him about N. Not N.
No. Hi, N. Welcome to the chat room.
And Foxlore just
Hi,
showed
Hi, Foxlore.
Up.
Welcome to the chat room. Jay decided to introduce you in the weirdest way possible.
No, I was going to say, so you told him about Sunday morning with Deidre.
No, I haven't yet. So, Sunday morning, we always watch CBS Sunday morning show. It's awesome.
Hey. What's up,
Mike? Hey. What's up, JJ?
Moo? Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing all right. This is Moo.
What's going on, man?
Doing great.
So do you have a bidet or just used one?
I do not have a bidet. but I have used bidets in the past.
Now, the first time you used one, were you nervous?
A little bit. I won't deny that.
Okay.
How did it work out? Did it work like it was supposed to, or did something...
It did. Because it cleans you completely.
Is it splashy?
It is a little splashy.
See, that's not good.
Because
you're splashing dirty water is my thing.
No. You're splashing clean water onto a dirty area.
And then after it goes... It can go Think from about the dirty it, area. Just as it can ricochet. It can ricochet.
So,
dirty...
So,
no, it can't. Because it goes right back down into the toilet.
Okay, so yeah, because
how do you get dry?
It's gravity.
You're super soaking wet. How do you get dry?
You use the same things like you use toilet paper.
Oh my gosh, I would use like half a roll of toilet paper.
No. You just need to use just a couple of pieces. Really, it's just a little bit of water. It cleans you completely, and then you just take a couple of pieces of toilet paper, and you're done.
So you're using the toilet paper to dry yourself, pretty much.
Yes.
So yes. What Jay would do, he would use the bidet, use the toilet paper, then he would use his adult wet wipes.
No, I'll just use my adult wet
wipes. No, that cancels would, out the adult wet wipes.
I don't know why we need a bidet and the adult wet wipes. Why would you
need both? You don't need both of them. Well, you just need a little bit of drying.
You don't know what I'll use.
I know exactly what you would use. Don't tell me. I know you would. Huh. Udella said that her whole butt would be wet sometimes. So that is terrible.
Okay.
It is. But that is once you get used to it, that's the whole big thing.
Right.
Is because you're spraying just a little bit of water and then you're done.
So is it like a quick
It is how you decided to be. Because you're in control of the water that spraying.
I would come out of there looking like I was dunked in a bathtub.
So is it like a super soaker? Or is it like
be.
Or is it like the Family Dollar Store water gun?
You choose the pressure, right?
You choose. It's your decision.
So but is
how
it,
you
is
want
it
to be.
But is
so
it
everybody's
a,
butthole's
but,
in a different place. But how is does it spray in the right spot?
But is it a squirt, 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 or is it a stream?
Because it's a it's underneath you,
okay,
and it sprays up into you, and you allow it. I know that sounds strange, but it sprays up into you, and you allow it to get all of the dirtiness out of you.
What if somebody
and then
has
you just take some toilet paper, and you dry yourself off, and you throw it in, and you flush it off.
What if somebody has an extremely rear-facing butthole? It's a medical problem.
Well, you don't get a bidet.
Well, that's...
Well, again, you can you use a whole lot of water to spray all of that off.
You can scooch really far down on the seat.
Huh. Foxlore said some of them have a built-on dryer.
That's for the rich people.
They do. They do.
That's for the rich people.
Some of the truly high-end ones actually have built-in dryers.
That sounds like a terrible idea. All right. Aaron has one. So we need to talk to Aaron and see what Aaron's
okay.
like.
All right. Thanks
so
for calling
thank
in.
Thank you, right. It still sounds terrible. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Let's call Aaron because we need to see.
All right.
Aaron has one. So we need to see what kind of Aaron has. And then so, he can enlighten you. Bidet sound.
Who is he on? Now?
Aaron, you need to tell him who you're on.
Okay. So that's
so that he can find
let
you.
Let me go to Skype.
But,
there he is.
The only thing him. I've seen in a bidet, I've seen bidets in are in TV shows and movies.
Right.
And somebody always has a terrible experience with them. So
right.
I guess that's what I'm getting from it.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Poppy?
Hey, man. What's going on with the great Valentine?
Well, what is going on,
so
Mr. Air?
You
from
own.
From the Black Astronauts podcast.
You own a bidet.
No.
No.
My grandfather did.
Oh, your grandfather
did. Jimmy owns one also.
All these people with bidets.
So you said your grandfather owns one?
Yeah.
Have you and have you used your grandfather's?
Yeah. Well, I had a funny story though. I played in it when I was like six and didn't know what it was.
That's lovely. So you thought it was a little water fountain. Like, oh, cool.
You didn't drink.
You didn't drink from it, did you?
No, me and my cousins got in a water fight.
No.
It got to be a little mouthful of
cream on that one. That is gross. Okay, it's clean water when it comes up. So is it the water from the toilet bowl?
It uses a different, I mean, it's technically the same water, but
it's not pulling it from the
Pulling it from the bowl.
It's not pulling it from the bowl.
Right. Because sometimes people's bowls are dirty.
Right.
Yeah,
they're not going to do that.
I'm just saying, the whole thing is just weird.
But his was separate.
I've seen those.
Okay, so it was a separate kind of thing.
Yeah, like it was like you had to move over to do that. Okay. So that's why we didn't know. Like, you wouldn't attach to the toilet or nothing.
You didn't think to ask, hey, granddaddy, what is this?
I was six.
Yeah. I would have still asked. I was a very inquisitive child.
But that was just something to play with.
Yeah, it was a ton of us. So we would just splash around. Then my grandmother got mad one day and found what she found out. She's like, do you know what that's for? It's like, no. Water fights?
Water fights. Only a kid would think that somebody had installed a water fright machine in the bathroom.
Well, they had a jacuzzi tub, so.
Man, bidet, jacuzzi tubs, I'm impressed.
So yeah. Jimmy just linked one on Amazon for $73.
I don't want that one.
It attaches to your toilet. And
yeah. So how you doing?
No, we good, man. About to go take a nice little walk since it's so nice out today.
Oh, look at you. Oh,
y'all taking a little walk. Oh,
taking a little astronaut for a walk.
Yeah, I put her onesie on and it almost didn't fit. She grew so much. I was like, oh no.
Man.
I need to put this on. This first time she wore it.
They grow fast.
That is awesome.
They grow
man.
Fast. But yeah, but I'm glad that y'all are settling in great and you're used to everything now, I guess, since it's been a
while. I ain't used to everything. Oh.
But you're adjusting, though.
Yeah, we adjusting. Yeah. And, you know.
Well, cool, man.
I'm excited, man. So I can't wait till y'all have y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Our tribe.
That's going to be nuts.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of crazy, man. Well, send our love to the missus and the little astronaut.
No doubt.
And
no doubt.
And you guys enjoy your walk.
We will. Y'all be safe, man. All
right, you too.
All right.
Peace.
So with that, does that make you want a bidet?
I am interested. I am bidet curious.
Bidet. My husband is bidet curious. Now, I'm not going to say... I mean, I'll try it for the show if we did end up getting one. And then I can.
You know what? I'm putting this on my wish list.
I'm going to try it for the show.
All right. So I
but only for the show. I wouldn't try it for any other reason.
I am going to put this bidet. Now, I'm not telling
he
people.
He said, look at the ratings.
I know. It's 247 ratings. Almost 5 stars. Now, I'm not putting this on here for people on the show to buy. I'm just saying, in general, I'm putting on my wish list.
Right.
Because I'm curious. Because they have one of those fancy ones that come at what's the place called? Costco. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Diddy just linked the fancy ones at Kohler.
Huh.
The Kohler.
So
does.
It has fresh and warm water bidet with one touch pressure and temperature control.
Udella said this might be the only shower I get after the babies. Yeah, I doubt I'll ever go to France, but I'm pretty sure other countries have them more in here. But I just can't see how I would not make a mess because that's not me. But anyway, so how we went from a shower to a bidet. So baby shower was great.
Oh,
thanks. So Sunday morning
we were talking about leaving parties early.
Right. We were talking, yes. Yeah. And then it got kind of this. So.
Right.
But, so it was fun watching Sunday morning, the show with my sister. She is OCD like me.
Right.
She has 16 Sunday mornings backed up on her DVR.
Right.
She's determined to get through them all. It's awesome. It sounds like me.
And Sunday morning is like a video podcast almost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Podcast, so yeah. I can understand. And they don't talk a whole lot, you know, whereas like if you don't watch it, then you're going to miss everything. Mm-hmm. You know, so and then after we did that, we went to Costco real quick, and And then we went to go have pizza at Old School New York Pizza.
Yeah, we had pizza with the fam. We usually have like a different kind of, we usually have like a normal dinner, you know, everybody come over to the house. This time we had a nice little dinner at Old School New York Pizza, and we just talked, and it was fun. And I like talking to my family. They're fun. And then we went over to the house for a little bit because Deidre had to leave. But we had a nice talk, and it was a nice open talk about digestion, if you will.
Right.
But it was super fun, and I enjoyed spending time with my family this weekend. So it was a really good weekend. Tiring, but good.
Huh. I just went to Costco's website.
Oh, gosh, we're doing bidets again.
I was with Costco's website, and they have a $39.99 bidet.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It's non-electric.
Non-electric?
Yep.
The battery powered?
I don't know.
Non-electric bidet.
I tell you, I don't. It's hard for me to understand.
It has a positive stepping pressure control. So you step on the control?
Really?
I don't know. No, it's simple water connection. No need to plug in or keep replacing batteries. So it's not battery and it's not.
It's foot powered.
It's foot powered.
Human powered bidet.
It's a human powered bidet. I just can't with these bidets.
All right. Since you can't, let's go into some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
All right. So... this past week for Netflix, for our choice, we had Fargo. So Renee got to watch Fargo from the Coen brothers.
And I have heard of Fargo a million times, but I have never been spoiled on what it's about.
Right.
Yay me. Or I've been told and I've forgotten. Either way, it works out for
me. Well, it's funny because Deidre kind of told you what it's about when she said it. She's like, oh, that's the one where they did a bunch of stuff. And she said what they did. And you didn't really, I guess you didn't really
pay register attention. It.
Yeah.
So it's a 1996 movie. So if spoilers are there, then I don't think it really matters. I would have been mad if I had been spoiled.
Right, exactly.
But it takes place in the late 80s, I think. It's supposed to take place in the late 80s.
I think so.
It makes you, 1987, because I was reading the trivia.
Right.
It's supposed to take place in 1987. And my biggest pet peeve, at the very beginning, they told you it was a true story. I believed it. Coen Brothers, you suck. They said that they admitted, and when somebody says that they admit something, I imagine that them always looking really, really like embarrassed. This is what happens in my mind when I hear the word admitted. Mm. But they admitted that they said that so people would take it as a plausible story and be invested in the story. Hate you, Coen Brothers. But still, they totally lied. When you think about it, it's a total straight up lie. But I enjoyed it. It had Steve Buscemi in it, which was great.
And Steve Buscemi, everybody's like, he's an odd looking fellow. Well, what was odd about him? He was just odd looking.
He was just odd looking. It was because he's a very odd looking fellow. It had Marge Gunderson.
Right, right.
I can't remember who played her. And William H. Macy, a young William H. Macy.
Right.
So, it was a good movie. I liked it. Did you give it a rating for me?
I gave it a rating.
4?
I gave it 5.
Wow. All right. Is it because it's Coen Brothers?
Yes.
You didn't even hesitate.
That was just one of the things.
Really? If somebody, okay,
Renee,
if it was by a different director, what would you have given it?
4.
A 4. So we got an extra star because of Coen Brothers.
Yeah, it did. I'll admit.
You were blinded.
I'll admit I have no hidden agenda. I love the Coen Brothers. You know what I'm saying?
Apparently so.
So you know, but you did notice that I didn't ask you what you want to give it, right?
Right, because you had it made up in your mind already it was gonna be a 5.
Yeah.
So, yeah, whatever. So, Fargo was good. The part was specifically made for Steve Buscemi, which was great.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of great moments in the movie. So, I suggest you go watch it. Yeah, I liked it.
Cool.
I thought Fargo was about ice fishing or something like that, but I was totally wrong.
So, we don't have Mr. Handle with us today.
We don't, but I am here with random.org.
You're here with random.org.
I am.
And you're going to be going from 63.
Okay.
To 160.
I need to see if there are any new movies on.
I've been putting movies on.
Heavy.
Don John.
Oh, crap.
Pain and Gain.
Don Juan.
Oh, Don.
63 to what?
160.
160. Sorry, I hit back by accident.
And I hate how when you add it to your list, it adds it to the front.
Ugh, and you have to go and...
I don't want to add it to the front.
Well, it thinks that you want to add it to your front.
That's so stupid.
148.
148 is The Switch.
What is that about? Read the synopsis.
Still single and worried about her biological clock, Casey decides to pursue motherhood with the help of an anonymous sperm donor.
Who is this? Who stars in it?
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh.
And Jason Bateman.
Oh, gosh.
This is from 2010.
Oh, so it's a relatively recent movie.
Yeah.
All right, so we get to watch a rom-com.
Yeah, so it's a romantic comedy. And I think I've always kind of liked Jason Bateman.
Why?
I don't know. I just have. He hasn't been anything that...
Wasn't he in Stand By Me?
I'm pretty sure.
He was the chubby kid in Stand By Me.
Really?
I think so. I might be totally wrong. I think I'm wrong.
I think you're wrong on that one, babe.
No, yeah, that was...
Silver Spoons.
Oh, the chubby kid in Stand By Me was somebody totally different. He was in Juno.
He was
in the air.
He was in Silver Spoons.
Arrested Development.
Yeah.
That's where I know him most of all.
Oh, he was in the Hogan Family too.
There's a lot of things. I think that'd be cool to watch.
Yeah, so this is Memorial Day weekend also.
So we have plenty of time to watch it.
We do.
We can watch another. We'll see. We might roll off camera or we might just watch another one. So we'll have two movies to talk about when we come back.
Yeah.
But
do you want to roll for another one?
Sure. Why not?
We're going to try to be bold.
We're going to be bold. We're going to watch two since it's Memorial Day weekend. We have 86.
And I closed it, but let me go back.
That's okay. You didn't know we were rolling again.
86 is going to be Aeon Flux.
I've already seen this. Have you seen this? No, you haven't seen
it. I haven't seen it, but I don't have to see it.
No. We've rolled stuff that you've seen before that I haven't seen before.
But it was good stuff.
How do you know it's not good?
Because it has 2 stars already.
It was okay.
I'd rather watch it. See, here's the thing. I watched
the must have added this because I've already seen it.
I watched the cartoons and I love the cartoons.
Okay.
The animation that was done.
You know, we're cheating if we don't watch something.
No, we're not. You already seen it.
But you haven't seen it.
I seen Fargo before.
Okay.
I've seen it. I'll admit. I wanted to watch it again.
Is that how you're kind of...
I'm just saying.
Bending the rules?
I wanted to watch it again. You know what? Green Mile.
Okay. Green Mile. That's not even on our list.
I don't think that's even on.
We'll find it.
I think this is on Amazon Prime.
The Green Mile. Because Jay has never seen The Green Mile.
I've never seen...
We keep talking about it, and he's not been spoiled on it yet, and we really need to watch it before he's spoiled on it one day.
Is it Prime?
So, if not... I'll pay the
$2-3
to rent it.
Yeah, it's like $2 to rent it. So here's my question.
All right, we'll do The Green Mile.
Here's my question. Is this a movie that you think somebody should own?
No.
Damn, this movie's 3 hours and 9 minutes long.
Yep.
Good Lord.
That movie ain't short. That movie's long. Man. But it's good, though.
Okay.
It goes by fast. I mean, it has Tom Hanks in it. It's good.
All right.
Tom Hanks. Wilson! Tom Hanks.
So yeah,
the Switch and the Green Mile. We're cheating, but it's our show.
I'm halfway tempted. The DVD is $5.31.
Don't watch movies over again. This would be considered a classic movie by a lot of people who would consider it one that you would keep.
So here's my question.
But they aren't me.
Here's my question to the chat room. If you could rent the Green Mile for $2.99, or if you can buy the DVD for $5.31, which would you do?
I'd choose the cheaper option.
I'm just.
It's cheaper.
I'm just asking.
Now, you're asking as though you can rent it for $4 and buy it for $3. That's a no-brainer.
I know, but this movie's supposed to be great.
Mahoga said you don't have to own it, just see it.
What's that face about?
Because I don't watch movies over again except Jurassic Park and random ones that are on the that come on TV on Sunday mornings or okay. Sunday afternoons. I'm not a buy it movie type person, so you're asking the wrong person. You're barking up the wrong tree.
Roof, roof.
But is it Blu-ray, Diddy said?
No, it was DVD.
Well, they're not going to tell you no.
Okay. Big Bang Theory. Does it matter if it's Blu-ray?
Maybe.
Or DVD?
Maybe.
Well, if it's $5.31, okay, for price-wise, yes, it does matter. But if it's $5.31 and it's DVD, or if it's Blu-ray, then, you know, it doesn't matter.
N said that she'd rent, might watch it once
he rent?
Darn it, I thought I had the gender right. I thought I had it right this time.
Right.
N said that he'd rent, might watch it once every 10 to 15 years. Nobody will know if DVDs will work 10 years from now. And that's jumping the shark a bit. I think DVDs will still work.
You never know.
Punk Gopher has over 1,000 DVDs. You do have a problem, Punk Gopher.
That's his thing. But
that's your thing.
Right.
Yes, and thank you. You're a dude. It was like, it's a dude. I know. I'm terrible at this thing. Maybe if people could put like M's and W's behind their name, I could remember. You know, cassettes lasted a long time. True.
Right.
DVDs have gone on for a while. But anyway, so yes, we are going to watch the remount.
Oh, yeah.
So Mad Men came on and it was one of the best episodes I've seen in a long time.
Here we go. You only need to put 86.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. I can't believe you said it out loud. crap.
And yes, people are calling me out for being a cheater. But you know what? I don't care.
We watched Mad Men. It was one of the best Mad Men's in a long while. And Peggy and Don had a moment. It was so awesome. The moment was great. And it was just good. And a lot of things came to fruition. Things moved, but people stayed the same. It was a really, really good show. And there's not that many Mad Men's left. And speaking of not that many left, there aren't that many Game of Thrones left either.
No, there's only 3 episodes left. And they're taking this weekend off because it's Memorial Day weekend.
Boo.
And people are going to be traveling. And they don't want their ratings to be low. So,
Boo.
I bet you there won't be a Mad Men next week either.
I bet you there will.
There's not going to be a Game of Thrones, Silicon Valley, or Veep.
That's all HBO stuff.
I'm telling you.
Anyway, so Game of Thrones, after I didn't do it speech last week.
I didn't do it.
I didn't do it.
Right.
How'd you like this week's episode?
He said it again.
He did say, I didn't do it again.
I think when the person's right-hand man came to visit them.
Right.
And
no spoilers, guys.
And they had that real moment.
Yeah.
And they both understood.
Yeah.
You know, and that was kind of deep.
That was deep. He was like, well, I can't fault you for that.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Right. And see, you said he. So you giving it away. So I kind of kept.
I ain't giving nothing away. And Daenerys. But I always knew she ain't perfect. You know.
No.
She has problems. Yeah. She has forgiveness problems.
So are they? Oh, so, yeah. I mean.
So it kind of highlighted that. But you know, I still like there were no dragons in this episode. It's not a spoiler. Right. I'm sorry, guys. It's not a spoiler. But no dragons this episode. It was a little disappointing because I like to see how big they get, you know?
So I'm kind of looking through our Netflix queue.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at, you know, the star ratings and everything else.
Is it
and
bad?
And it goes, you know, 0 to 5 stars. And there's only one show on here.
One movie or whatever?
Or one movie that has 0 stars.
There's a movie on our list that has 0 stars?
Yes.
What is it?
And it's the one that I put on there.
Oh, what is it?
High School Musical. Nah, it has.
You told me it was good.
No, okay, wait a minute. It has
you
three,
told me it was
wait
good.
Wait a minute. It has 3.2 stars.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute.
But you didn't have any stars.
Okay. I think you had clicked the not interested thing.
I might have.
And so it wasn't showing the
At
stars.
At one point, I might have. I don't remember. But High School, but it sounds like something I would have done. Because High School Musical sounds terrible.
Okay, that's why I did that. I was wondering what was going on.
3.2 stars.
Yeah, I can't wait till you see that show.
Well, guess what? With the way we keep going, I might not ever get to see it.
May not.
So
we got to play some Diablo this weekend.
We did play Diablo. So I want to know what you did while I was sleeping.
I played Diablo.
Yeah, but you did fun things.
So, I can't remember what night this was. Renee was getting a little tired. And so I came, you know, I went to bed. I didn't go to bed. I came to the back with her. And I think did I lay with you for a minute?
Yeah, you did.
I laid with her for a bit. And I told her I was going to run a rift with Ralph, Second Aid, and Hunts the Wind from AIE.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing a Torment 3. And so we ran a rift, and we finished, and then we ran another. And then we were getting ready to call it a night. Well, we actually did call it a night. And so I got off, and I saw Alachia and Azixa on, and Flip. And I said, what are you guys doing? They said, hey, we're getting ready to do a Torment 5 rift. And I was like, oh, I can't handle that.
Right. I can't
do that.
You start doubting yourself.
You know, and they were like, well, you need this 2 pieces of gear. And that was all I needed. It's like, you have everything else, you just need these 2 pieces of gear. You know, that, you know, you may die some, but it can be done. And so I was like, okay, we can do this. So we did a Torment 5 rift and finished it. And then I was like, man, I need to get some blood shards because I'm running low. And so they said, okay, let's do a quick Torment 1. So we did a Torment 1 rift, and we blazed through it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I opened up the next Torment rift, and we were kind of like, I think this is going to be the last one. So we go in, and as soon as we go in, it's like legendary items are dropping like every 2 to 3 minutes for different people. And it's just like, it was just raining legendaries from Blizzard heaven. And it was kind of like, what is going on? And we was like, man, this is nuts. It was like, I see a star. Oh, I got a star. Oh, I got a star. And it was like, what is going on? So we finished that rift. And I was like, let's start a note and see if it happens again. I started another one. And it happened again. And this happened for like 4 to 5 rifts that I opened.
That's crazy.
And the thing that we're doing is that once we kill the Rift Guardian, a lot of times people will close the rift out. You don't have to close the rift out. You can go keep on killing in that rift. And
but what are the benefits of killing in that rift?
Because there are more elite mobs that could that have a higher rate of kill of dropping legendaries.
More than if you just start another rift?
Yeah. I mean, because that, if they're dropping like that in that rift, and if it's a good map where it just has a lot of enemies, I mean, it's not going to let you keep going continuously. It's going to end either at that level or the level after that. So you just kind of just go through and you burn through it and, you know, clean up the rest of the legendaries. You get gold. You get, you know, experience for your Paragon levels and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty fun. And, yeah, we stayed up longer than we thought.
Yep.
And then here's the funny part. I was like, I'm out, y'all. I got to go. I was like, you know, I just need to go. And I thought they were leaving too. But come to find out, they ran two more after I did.
That is nuts.
And they said nothing dropped. So it was kind of crazy. So Renee and I ran a couple of riffs with Alachi and Zixa before they went to see Godzilla. So that was pretty fun. I think we ran two or three. And some legendaries dropped for Alachi and them. And I think you may have gotten a couple.
Yeah, it's like, that's fine. Jay can stay up and play as long as he wants to. It doesn't bother me. Now, what would bother me is if I'm like, Jay, can you help me get out of bed? And then you don't come to the bed for like 2 hours. All right, and then be like, okay, I'm ready to help you out of the bed.
Here's the thing, because I know you're in the bed and I have my headset on. So I need to have my phone with me or something.
I'll text you if I need you.
Or you just call me because I'll have my headset on and I may not hear you.
Okay. If you're not in the bed when I wake up and I need you for some reason, I will call you.
I love how we have this, these discussions.
Of course we do.
On the air.
Of course we do. So you're still enjoying Diablo, though.
Yeah, I am.
That's amazing.
So talking with Azixa a little bit, I've been playing my Barbarian a lot. And I've been working on my Wizard. And I was going to start working on my Witch Doctor, but today I kind of started working on my Monk. So I think I'm trying to work on my Monk a little bit more. I was kind of getting a little discouraged with him and stuff like that. But for those that are playing Diablo or wanting to play Diablo and haven't, they're celebrating their 2-year birthday or anniversary. Of Diablo 3.
Yeah, they actually say happy birthday, so.
Yeah, so their 2-year birthday of Diablo 3. And from last Thursday to this coming Thursday, they've increased the drop rate of legendaries by 100%. So, right. Just to kind of let folks know, if you've been wanting to play, just kind of now the time to get in and kind of play to see if you can get those legendaries that you may have been wanting to get. You've been having a hankering to play something else.
Really? My wanting to play has been tamped down for a few months. So I'm hankering to play things. I think it's going to be, either finish up Assassin's Creed, or I think I am going to play Arkham City, Batman Arkham City. So, so I'll probably be doing that. I don't know if this weekend will happen. We're pretty busy. But whenever I get some time, I think I'm going to start playing something. So, yay me.
So, I offered to have you play Child of Light.
Yeah.
So, is that something that you're interested in?
I mean, I don't want to spend extra money on a game.
No.
I don't want you to spend extra money on a game that I have other games I can play. But, you know, so there's no point. What do you say for?
Just because I can.
Oh, anyway. So, yeah. No. I have... My backlog is freaking amazing. So, let me just... I need to take care of that. So, my hankering is coming. So...
Right. So, I put a link to my Barbarian in the in the chat room.
So you can brag.
But that's my tier 5... equipment that I have on, because I usually wear some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have on a different necklace when I'm trying to burn through stuff, and shoulders and gloves and knees and toes. But all right, well, cool, babe. You didn't do the frog pants.
I did.
You did.
That is current.
All right.
Late breaking.
Well, cool.
Results.
Let's go ahead and just put that with the Mr. Feisty. How about that?
So, for the frog pants, everybody is doing amazing. I'm very proud of everyone. We have 189 people in the challenge, and they have lost a total of 1,511.2 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That is 7.99 pounds per person. Amazing job, guys. I just want to say congratulations. Not everybody that's in the Frog Pants Lose It group is in the challenge. And I need to make sure that anybody who wants to join does. I think the joint cutoff is done now, actually. Because you know how they cut it off?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so. But we're going to be starting up one every year. So after Nerdtacular, we're going to start up a new one. So never fear. You can always have a chance to join the challenge. So we can tell everybody what everybody's lost. So I'm very proud of everyone. So yay!
Yeah. So I talked with, I think this is right. Hold on. Let me make sure.
What?
I'm trying to.
What?
45 kilograms.
What are you doing?
Oh. So I think this is right.
Oh, you're doing something.
So I talked to Mashup Man today, and I'm not sure if he gave these to me in kilograms or in pounds.
Mm-hmm.
He's down 45.
Wow.
It's amazing. He said you guys he's been meaning to tell us that he's made some pretty drastic steps to losing weight himself, and he said, and you know, so thanks for being part of the group of people that inspired him to do so. And he said that we showed him that it could be done, and you know,
that's awesome.
He just wanted to say thanks. You know,
very awesome. Yeah, you're very welcome.
So
it can be done.
Yeah. So, birthdays this week.
We have a very happy birthday today.
We do.
Our very good friend Adrian's birthday is today. It's her big 30. Woo!
Happy birthday, Adrian.
Happy birthday, Adrian.
Can't wait to see you this weekend at your party that we're going to be on time for.
I know. We're going to be right on time for your party. Bam.
But we're more than likely to probably stay the whole time.
Yeah.
Because probably. Adrian.
So. Because we love. Because
we're like, so y'all need to leave.
We're like, no, we don't want to leave. We love you guys.
No, we're gonna tell everybody else they need to leave.
Oh, because we want to spend time with Adrian Cole. That's true. Because when you go to a party, you don't get the host time out of yourself.
Right.
So everybody else need to go. Yeah. Go away.
Everybody go away.
Tomorrow is the Tadpole's own Viking Lass. April Ness's birthday is tomorrow.
Happy birthday, April.
Happy Herp Day. Happy birthday, April. Scott Moore's birthday is tomorrow.
Happy birthday to you, bud.
Happy birthday. Teresa Shell, TT, as I called her mm-hmm. when she was little. My little sister's really, really good friend. Her birthday is Wednesday. Happy birthday, Teresa.
Right.
And Mr. Butt, Tony Butt. That is his real last name.
Yep. He's having a good time.
He's in Vegas.
With his lovely wife.
Yep. And his birthday is Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So happy birthday, Tony. Hope you have an awesome one. And Robert Hillman, because I can't help but say Hillman because of Kanye.
Right.
His birthday's on Sunday. So happy birthday.
Do I know Robert Hillman?
I don't know. I know Robert Hillman. And I think he's a tadpooler. If it's not a tadpooler.
Okay.
Then I apologize. But Robert Hillman.
Yes. Mr. Tony Butt's last name is spelled B-U-T-T.
Yep, it's spelled B-U-T-T, like a butt.
Yep.
So my friend is now Mrs. Butt, and all of her five children are something butt. So, but, you know, I think it'll give them a tough skin.
Right.
Instant happy birthday, Queen Victoria.
Happy birthday, Queen Victoria.
And it is also Peter Mayhew's birthday, Chewbacca.
Ah. The first Chewbacca. He turned 70.
Yep. It is also his birthday. So happy birthday, Chewbacca. There you go. That's about as good as you can get from me.
All right, Renee.
Yeah.
Do the pick of the week.
I do have the pick of the week. I'll be talking about this until it happens because it's really exciting. The Tower of Technobabble podcast, they are going to try to break a world record and they're going to give to charity at the same time. They are doing 40 straight hours of podcasting. This is happening at Wonderfest, May 30th through June the 1st. All donations besides their modest expenses will be donated to the Shamrock Pet Foundation. They need witnesses because you need witnesses for the
World Record.
Book a world record. Mm-hmm. But you have to be in person is the thing. So if you happen to be going to Wonderfest or if you're close to Louisville and you want to be a witness, the websites in the show notes with all the information. So, mm-hmm. And I also want to say congratulations to Oregon. Oregon has struck down the ban on same-sex marriage today. So congratulations to Oregon.
Congratulations, guys. Yes, sir. There was one more birthday that we forgot.
Oh, whose birthday did we forget?
The Rubik's Cube.
The Rubik's Cube's birthday. Oh, that's right. There's a Google Doodle.
Yep. 40th anniversary.
I didn't even try the Google Doodle because you know how terrible I am at it.
You know why I didn't try the Google Doodle?
Why?
The Google Doodle?
Why?
It's because I couldn't take the pieces off to put them in the right place to match the colors.
You couldn't take the stickers off?
No, I don't take the stickers off.
What?
I actually take the cube apart.
That's cheating.
And taking the stickers off.
You're
off
cheating.
Yes.
That's all cheating.
It is.
Y'all know that's cheating. But this has been a wonderful show.
It has been.
Only yawn a few times. Take that, Jimmy Marbles.
Boom.
Boom. So it was nice chilling with you all this evening, and glad to be here, and I can't wait to see you all next Monday.
Yeah. So if folks want to reach out to us, they can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. That's our email. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast. The Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast.
You can also call us if you want to leave a message to say hey at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That is thecaoboi. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. And yes, we are planning on doing a show next Monday.
Oh, we are?
Oh, we're not? We might not
we
be.
We should be. We
okay.
Probably. We
How
probably
about this? As of now, we're going to have a show, but we keep your eye on Twitter and Facebook because we might not, because that is a good day to not do anything, actually.
Do y'all want us to do a show?
Don't put it on them. They don't care about our welfare. Yeah. They just want to see me make a fool in front of the camera. So they don't really care if
people gonna be grilling out. We're gonna be like HBO.
That's true. No one will even be here next Monday if we did it. So
yeah.
And said we did a show even though it's Victoria Day in Canada.
Y'all had the day off.
Canadians did have the day off.
What?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Jimmy Marbles, you are such a lie. I did not yawn 14 times. You better go back and recount.
She demands a recount.
I demand a recount. But it was great seeing you guys. You all have a great week. Hope you enjoy it. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Yeah. We're going to
cool.
have... Apparently, I think Jay's going to play Diablo.
I don't know. I said I was going to take a shower with my core natural soap.
For 3 hours?
No. I don't know. Well, I don't know what you're going to do. Yeah, but go check out all our friends over at blackastronauts.com, thehushshow.com, tenfordpodcast.com, Mr. Mom Daily, nerdparents.com, frogpants.com. Who did I forget?
I'm just saying you're going to. I can't
sci-fi,
know who you're going to forget.
SciFiTechTalk.com. So go check out all those folks, all of our friends that do other shows, and see what they're up to. Go support them. They're good peeps. We love you guys. Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.